Check one, check two. Are we on? Oh, you're right. We're on. Welcome to the Enter the Cypher podcast. I'm your host, Cypher the MC here. Once again, thanking you for tuning in this week, and for those that have been tuning in and downloading, I greatly appreciate your support. You don't know what it means to me just to look at the stats and all that sort of good stuff. And no matter where you are, whether you're in the U.S. or abroad, just to say thank you and I appreciate you. Again, my name is Cypher the MC. I'm your host. Also your Peloton instructor. Yeah, you didn't know that, right? So pull up your Peloton bike. Go to your Peloton mirror. I'll be there as well. Bar stool, beanbag chair, meditation mat if you have one. And if you can find a contortionist that's posing as the chair, pull one of those up too. And have a seat as we continue to grow. This week's topic is basically being a step parent. So I know I teased this last week or the week before, and some other things came up, but I really wanted to kind of get into this as a series. So it's going to be in parts. So so that way you can kind of maybe get different perspectives and kind of see exactly, get your take on, what is a step parent as well as becoming one, if that is the next journey that you're embarking on. But first things first, allow me to say this. I'm not a doctor of any kind. Nope. I don't have a PhD or any type of doctorate or anything such as that. I'm not a psychiatrist or psychologist or family therapist or relationship expert or anything such as that. I am just a regular Joe Schmo, if you will. Just looking at things through a different lens, different perspective, based on my experiences and just looking at things from a different point of view, if you will. So I wanted to always give that disclaimer before I get contacted by any American associations of whatevers or board of this, that, and the others, because I feel that we as regular people need a voice too, and sometimes layman's terms works. So with that being said, I wanted to get into this here today and just kind of basically get into what is a step parent and how do you prepare to become a step parent. So I think we're going to start off with that there, so that way you pretty much kind of have an idea of where I'm going with this here and everything such as that. So basically, what is a step parent? For the most part, if you want to go Google's dictionary or Merriam-Webster or whatever the case may be, it's pretty much where one parent, whether it's the man or the woman, they have children that are not biologically or adoptive related to the other spouse. So oftentimes it's the guy that is the step parent more often than the female but you never know, maybe things have changed since I last dated and all that sort of good stuff, and that's just a whole nother topic. I think dating sucks. I just really do. I just don't like it. I know I'm off topic, but that's just how I talk sometimes. It's just like the worst, right? All these dating websites. I digress. But, like, well, you know, so now you know, I have an idea of what is a step parent. You know, I'm not trying to play down to anyone out there. You know, hey, man, Cypher, I know what a step parent is. I am one. Well, great. You're already two steps ahead of the class. Awesome. Now, we're going to get into the meat and potatoes, if you will. Pretty much, you know, how do you prepare on being a step parent? And there's really no set way to prepare. So I know you're like, well, why would you ask the question if there's no set way? Because it really depends on the dynamics of the relationship that you're in currently. I went to, you know, kidshealth.org, which is, has a great article on becoming a step parent for parents. And pretty much they have a couple of, you know, like a little list here, you know, steps to great step parenting, you know, putting needs, not wants first, you know, kids need love, affection, consistent rules above all else, which I definitely agree with. You know, I always say kids are, they don't ever ask to be born, but they do deserve to be loved when they're here. You know, so regardless of whether or not, you know, children were, you know, were intended or planned, so to speak, or, you know, we just found out, oh, it's a surprise. Nonetheless, bottom line, they need to be loved while they're here. So I definitely agree with that. House rules matter. You know, you definitely want to make them applicable to everyone so that, you know, everyone is on the same page as far as what to expect. You don't want rules to apply towards, you know, one child or, you know, the children of the, you know, man and not the children of the woman or vice versa. Because that's going to create tension really, really quickly. So that's something to definitely think about. As parents in general, even step parents, you want to create new family traditions, you know. You know, I know at one point I tried to implement eating at the table. Because, hey, how many times have you seen those Christmas movies or those Thanksgiving movies or just movies around the holidays period? And everyone, for the most part, seemed to have a good time around the table. You know, they were talking, laughing, communicating, and things of that nature. You know, of course, there's some movies that, you know, fights start and arguments and people are walking out and all that sort of stuff. Thank you, Tyler Perry. But, you know, for the most part, those feel-good movies, you know, by Hallmark or, you know, some other channel, whatever, you know, sitting at the table. You know, if everyone normally sat and ate alone in their rooms or by themselves, introducing something to whereas it's more of a bond, you know, it's more of a bonding type thing. And, you know, it takes time, of course, but creating a new family tradition definitely can be a great way to prepare for step parenthood. You definitely don't want to use kids as messengers or go in or go betweens, which really, you know, you know, I often, you know, seen that. Now, you know, I'm, you know, sorry to say I've been part of that at some certain times where, you know, oh, well, go tell your dad I said blah 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 blah. Oh, well, why didn't your mom just say that? You know, why didn't she just say that? Well, tell your mom I said, but no. It's always best to kind of leave kids out of things like that. You know, I come from an era where kids were seen and not heard, where kids knew their boundaries. Like, if grown-ups are talking, you left the area because you're not a grown-up. You don't pay any bills. You don't. You're not privy to that conversation, because kids, even indirectly or accidentally, will repeat or mimic what they heard at some point. And you're like, where did you get that from? And a lot of it comes from being part of conversations that they don't need to be part of. And that comes from just kind of just saying, hey, you know what? You're a kid. You need to do kid things. You need to focus on kid topics, kid subjects, you know, anything related to your age range. So sending your child as a messenger between adults is not within their age range. You're putting them in grown-up situations that they don't need to be in. And I found the last one that was provided should have been number one to me, or at least number two, maybe 1A, 1B. Talk to your partner or spouse. You know, if you've been listening to the podcast thus far, you know I'm big on communication. I'm big on kind of just saying, hey, let's talk about this, let's talk about that, because that's how you kind of get to the point of, okay, if, you know, you're talking, I'm listening, I'm talking, you're listening. You have to start there. You have to kind of say, okay, if we're going to go further than in dating and, you know, and get married and you know, blend families pretty much, there has to be an understanding of what to expect. For instance, it cannot be that just because I am the man that I'm going to take over everything, say this, you know, I'm disciplinarian, I'm, you know, making all the rules, you know, coming down hard on everyone, and you as the mother figure you're not doing anything. Because you know what? That is not going to work. Nor is it going to work where the man concedes to everything that the woman is saying or doing. Well, you know, go ask your mom. Well, that's what your mom said. You know, because there's no balance. You have to have balance in the household where there's an fundamental understanding between the adults that is then relayed to the children. Because if the children don't know who to listen to, they're not going to really listen to anyone. It's kind of like watching a leaf go down a river. It's just going to pretty much go wherever the current takes it. And that's not the way that, you know, children need to be raised, because then when they get older, they have that mindset. You know, they're the ones that defy authority, that question everything. They don't believe that, you know, oh, it should be done this way, it should be done this way, because, you know, they want it to be done that way. You know, there's a lack of open-mindedness there, and it all stems from what they grew up listening to, what they grew up seeing. So if the two parent figures are saying, hey, you know, oh, we're going to be married, this, that, and the third, or whatever, it cannot just be about you. I'm sorry. Did I crush your hopes there? Didn't mean to. By the way, not sorry. No, we have to take more of an approach of, okay, I love you and you love me. You understand that I have kids, you have kids. It's a package deal for both of us. All right, let's, what are we going to do here? All right, so, you know, we're just going to just put it all in a blender and hope that it comes out and it's cookie dough. And it tastes great. No, that's not how it works, or it shouldn't work like that, because what starts out so good and so pleasant in the beginning often ends up as, you know, okay, where did we go wrong here? And then you're trying to backtrack, and then all of a sudden you're like, well, we should have did this, we should have did that, we should have did this, we should have did that. Because you have to think about those things that are going to affect your relationship. Like when the kids argue, and it's like, you know, the child of the mother and the child of the father, they're arguing, and then the parents get involved, you know, can you decide to take care of the matter without it appearing that you're taking sides? Can it be done in a way that, hey, you know what, we need to sit down and talk about this, we need to make sure that we're all on the same page, and everything such as that. Because you have to start off slow. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. It's going to take time. As much as, you know, he may be in love with her, and she may be in love with him, and you want your kids to get along and go through fields and hold hands and sing songs from the 70s and 80s while birds are chirping, it's going to take time. It's going to take time for something like that to happen. I don't want to see that happening because that would really creep me out. But it's still, I don't want, you know, it takes time. It's going to take time. How much? That depends. That depends on exactly what is talked about between the two adults, the two spouses. There has to be that conversation of, okay, so, you know, okay, say, what if, you know, the child is, you know, needs help with their homework. Oftentimes, the child will go to who? The parent first. They may have siblings in the same grade or close to it that they could go to, but they're not. Why not? Because that bond has not formed yet. There has to be a bond between the siblings in order for there to be a, hey, I'm just going to skip the middleman. I'm going to skip going to the parents. I'm going to go to my stepbrother, my stepsister, and find out from them, how do they figure out this math problem, or how to write this research paper, or how to look for this information. But until that bond, you know, is there, they're going to go to the parents. And this, when the parents, you know, you can't go, well, go ask your stepbrother, or go ask your stepsister, or blah, 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 blah. Because now it seems forced. Now it's kind of, never mind, I'll figure it out myself. So you definitely don't want that. You kind of want it to happen naturally. So it does have to start off slow. And, you know, you have to kind of say, hey, we have to make sure that we are on the same page. If you're on the same page, the adults, you're on the same page, then guess what? You know that the communication between, you know, you and your partner, you're on the same wavelength because you're making those parenting decisions together. Because one may be more, you know, emotional about certain things, or maybe more temperamental about certain things that happen that are bound to come up as parenting does, those instances where, well, we didn't plan for this situation to come up. How are we going to handle this? You know, especially if the kids are different ages, then, you know, how you deal with one certain age is going to be totally different with how you deal with another age group. They may not understand that, but then you have to be able to explain it. Okay, this is why you're getting disciplined this way, and this is why they're getting disciplined a different way. You know, kids tend to see things differently. Well, if I get in trouble, then they should get the same thing that I'm getting, and blah, blah, blah. And, well, not necessarily, but as the parental figures, you have to be on the same wavelength when explaining the differences in those disciplinary actions. So parenting is not easy. And I think that step parenting takes a different type of, it takes a different type of individual, because you are willingly going into a situation where, you know, this child is not biologically yours. You want to, you know, you want to love them. You want to do everything that you would do for your own children, but you also have to realize that there is kind of a hierarchy of where you are. And we're going to definitely delve into that in later episodes, as far as when you have to deal with an active biological parent in the lives of the other child, of the children, and everything like that. And, you know, it can make things a little more hectic than we would possibly like. You know, to be perfectly honest, you know, sometimes you want to make all the decisions, especially if the children primarily live with you. So it's kind of like, you know, you have the rules of your house, but if they go to, you know, their biological parents' house, they have totally different rules. They may be similar. They may be enforced differently, but the rules, you know, that's the rules of that house. They have the rules of your house. So sometimes it can be confusing for the child, you know, because, and you know, it's like, okay, well, I'm not allowed to do this here, but when I go to, you know, my mom's house, you know, I could, you know, I can put pretty much, you know, put paint on my feet and put my feet against the wall and make footprints. Just footprints on the wall. Someone is walking on the wall. I don't know who it is, but they have feet like mine. I can do that, but I can't do that, you know, at my dad's house. So it's kind of like trying to find that, you know, I'm giving you kind of a sneak preview here, trying to find that thin, that line that you walk, whereas you're trying to make sure that the house rules apply and that there's an understanding of why they apply. You know, most of us, we don't like rules. Let's be honest. We don't. We don't like rules. We don't like following, you know, certain things, even though we appreciate the rules when they benefit us. And we are kind of like, okay, well, I'm glad this is in place. This keeps me safe. I'm glad this is in place. This protects my property or whatever. But as a step parent, you're still a parent, but you're kind of in a different part of the car. You're not in the driver's seat. Sometimes you're in the passenger seat, and sometimes you're in the middle seat. If you're like in one of those 60s, 70s cars that were just the long, you know, the long seats in the front and the back, you know, like the cars from that 70s show, you know, where you can fit like four people in the front and four people in the back. You know, it's like sometimes you're in the middle, which is kind of uncomfortable. If you've ever been the child in the middle, and you have to sit in the middle, and you're like between two people, and you're hot from both sides, and you're like, oh my gosh, this is so uncomfortable. That's being a step-parent. It can be a great thing, and it can be uncomfortable at the same time. But you have to kind of say, hey, you know what? If I'm going to take this plunge on how to be a step parent, the best thing to do is to prepare. And that comes with, you know, communicating and having those conversations as the adults in the relationship. So, in a nutshell, in closing, that is what you have to do. You have to prepare. You have to communicate early on. And I know we like to make sure that, you know, we, you know, go out together and have those laughable times, you know, those times when we laugh together and, oh, she's so cool, or he's so cool, all right. But it takes on a different dynamic when things get serious between the man and the woman. And, you know, and it's not like those, you know, friends down the street that spend the night, because they eventually go home. You might see them at school and play with them, but eventually you go to your own houses and, you know. But as siblings, now you're living under the same roof as a blended family, so you see them every day. You're going to get on each other's nerves. And, you know, so having to deal with that and kind of those, you know, changes and things of that nature, that is going to present a challenge. But it's one of those challenges that, you know, I myself, like I said, I've been a step parent before, you know, stepped up to, and, you know, millions of other parents have done so as well. So it's not impossible. It's just a matter of understanding how to approach it. So again, this was definitely just the first part in a series here. This is part one, basically just on how to, you know, what is a step parent and how to prepare to, you know, become one. So, hopefully, you know, I didn't scare anyone. You know, I know it's close to Halloween, boogity boogity, but, you know, didn't want to scare anyone. Just wanted to kind of, you know, give my take, my point of view on, being a step parent and how to prepare for it. So yeah, I went to kidshealth.org and had some good information there. And again, I'm not going to bombard you with a whole bunch of studies and things by the American Association of Step Parents, you know, ASP. I don't even know if that is a real thing, probably is, or anything like that. But, you know, I try to give you some information that you can actually go look up yourself and maybe find some other information that may help you and, you know, that you can apply. So, but once again, I definitely want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in this week. And again, you know, we're definitely going to be moving to bigger and better, you know, things as far as, you know, getting this content out to you. Something that you can relate to, something that you can laugh at, ponder about, and definitely to make sure that you share with, you know, family and friends. So definitely if you do that, I definitely would appreciate it. Tell someone about the podcast. Say, hey, you know, give this a listen and everything. And yeah, as we continue to strive to be a better version of ourselves, no matter what roles or positions that we play, we still want to be the best version of ourselves in that role. So thank you for tuning in this week. I greatly appreciate, again, the support and the love, whether you're in the U.S. or abroad. I salute you. Definitely have a great rest of your week as well. And just take one day at a time. That's all you can do anyway. So have a great one. And as always, before you can love anyone else, you must first love yourself. I'm your host, Cypher the MC, and I'm out this thing, into the cypher, and I'm out. Into the cypher, with your light.